Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
From the 23rd of July to the 3rd of August, the 20th Commonwealth Games will be taking place in Scotland, mainly, of course, in Glasgow. And following on from the acclaimed success of the London Olympics in 2012, a good deal of emphasis has been given to trying to make these games as accessible as possible to blind and partially sighted people. For the past 4 years, Kate Sturrow, the Employment and Learning Services Manager for RNIB Scotland, has been working closely with the Games organisers to make sure that vision-impaired people from wherever they may be visiting can buy tickets, get information and travel to, from and within the various Games venues. We spoke to Kate about these different aspects of making the 2014 Commonwealth Games accessible and wondered whether she felt that all the bases had been covered.
I always think that they've been thought about. I hope they have been covered. There's been plenty of planning and plenty of work being undertaken to do that. The best thing out of all of it is actually the commitment of the Chief Executive of Glasgow 2014. David Grevenberg has an international Paralympic background. So at the very start of this process, he said to RNIB, if there's anything you think that we are not doing, please tell me and I will personally ensure it is done.
And the start of the process, I guess, was, of course, quite a long time ago now, which is when the first tranche of tickets went on sale. And since then, of course, there have been others. The ticketing situation, getting tickets, understanding what your tickets are, what you do with them, etc. How good has that been? And is there still some room for manoeuvre there?
We were fortunate to employ somebody who was totally blind and a JAWS user within the Glasgow 2014 team to ensure that all the systems were accessible or as accessible as they could be. So before the ticketing was actually launched, a blind person actually went through that website and checked where the difficulty was, where it wasn't, and was able to feedback to the contractor providing it. So although I don't think it's perfect, and I've heard some comments back from people, it's as good as a lot of other websites for ticketing for a lot of other events.
And as far as getting hold of tickets, if people might be thinking, well, I wonder if there are any tickets left, is that an accessible process?
Yeah, again, you have to register on the Glasgow 2014 website, and then you would go through to the ticketing portal. Sadly, it's first come, first served. So, you know, it means sitting, waiting, and the demand for these tickets have been immense, and they expect it to continue to be immense right until all the tickets are actually sold. So I'm afraid it means that people have just got to log on to the website, register on the website, and wait and try and get a ticket like everybody else. And that may or may not be successful. I know previously people had crashed the system because so many people were looking for tickets. So we just have to hope that the ticketing system will run smoothly.
The whole system is, as you were saying, computer-based. You need to access this through a computer. Obviously, if someone isn't a computer user or doesn't have one or access to one, a sighted person can do that for them, I take it. Or is there a phone backup for this?
There is a phone backup, and all of these things are actually mentioned on the Glasgow 2014 website. They also had an accessible ticketing guide that was actually produced at the point when the tickets first went on sale. And that was put into Braille and various other formats as well.
It sounds like, as far as ticketing is concerned, the bases have been covered. Of course, the next stage is getting information about the games, what you're going to experience, you know, obviously where to go, but perhaps a bit of background about the sport itself. General information about the games, how accessible is that at this stage?
The website is accessible. Again, we had the person testing it and looking at things. Sometimes there were issues around audio description of certain parts of the website, but we have the personal commitment of the Chief Executive to actually say if there's any issues about accessibility, and he will ensure that things are made more accessible. There's an awful lot of information on the Glasgow 2014 website. I'm currently looking at the accessibility information of that, which talks about public transport, transport within Scotland, getting into Glasgow, travelling to Scotland, travelling within Scotland, using public transport and the accessible parts of the public transport network. So it is all there.
And in fact, you've touched on, I guess, the final stage. You get there, you get to the sport that you've come to experience. And you've also mentioned audio description already when it comes to information. What about the accessibility of the experience when you're actually there at the venue, or indeed just that last stage, getting to the venue?
Getting to the venue, just like London had their ambassadors and their volunteers, Glasgow's going to have 10,000 Clydeside, as they're called, and part of their training will be about accessibility and working with people who have disabilities from a wide variety of backgrounds. So there will be people available. All the contractors and the public transport contractors have all had some training on accessibility and making sure staff are available to help. We've been warned, as people who live in Scotland and work around Scotland, that actually the trains are going to be full, the roads are going to be full, all those sorts of things, so that we've been asked to look at how we all travel. So I think they've looked at as many things as they possibly can. As far as audio description, my understanding is that all venues and all events have been requested to be audio described where possible, and they will be trying to provide that if there are people that need it.
And finally, you know, right up until the start of the games, even actually after they've started while they're running, are you happy with the level of access in terms of kind of getting that information about whatever it might be over the phone for non-computer users, or still online for those who do use computers?
There is a helpline, there is a phone number, there are people that will be available from the Glasgow 2014 team. I know, for example, there's information from Glasgow 2014, which is a separate company. There's information on Glasgow City Council's website as well, and also from their various helplines, and all the hotels of looking at it, the travel companies and things like that. So there's an awful lot of phone numbers out there that people can phone if there are particular issues. So, for example, as they come into Scotland, which station they will arrive in, the hotel chain that they would be staying with, and then getting to the venues as well. So all that is available on a website, and it is available on a telephone.
And the central telephone number where you can request information about the 2014 Commonwealth Games is 030 33 33 2014, or you can email them at contactus, that's all one lowercase word, at glasgow2014.com. And finally, the main games website address is www.glasgow2014.com, and as we heard, that's been designed to be accessible to blind and partially sighted computer, tablet and smartphone users with the necessary built-in accessibility software.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.